chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. My apologies, I said 1 Timothy 13. 1 Timothy 3, 8 through 13. It says, deacons likewise must be men of dignity, not double-tongued, or addicted to much wine, or fond of sordid gain. And you can just continue on the list there. Verse 13 says, for those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a high standing and a great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. That word deacon actually means servant. That's why we need serving deacons. A deacon's job is often 24/7. That needs to be understood before ever going into the office. Deacons help to serve the church. But also, in addition to that, the church needs teaching teachers. Again, I'll tell you, there's been times I have seen congregations of the Lord's church where the teachers do all kinds of different things that they shouldn't be. Sometimes they have a teacher just distracting the kids, not even teaching them about God's Word. Now, I'm not saying that's happening here. I don't believe it is. As a matter of fact, I'm confident it's not happening here. But like I said, I've seen this elsewhere where kids are just being entertained and not being taught anything concerning God's will. And in the adult class, sometimes the person who's teaching the Bible class, I've seen it to where they tend to get more distracting and more, I'm trying to think of the word. Let me see if I have the word in my outline that I specifically used. But when it comes to teaching teachers, some people just try to keep, there we go, keep the church entertained, keep the adult class entertained or distracted. A while back, I remember, and you folks may remember, I brought this up in a Bible study on Sunday morning when we were going through Romans chapter 8. I believe it was just last week. And we talked about the word Abba, how many people want to translate that daddy. And that really doesn't translate very well to the word daddy. It signifies a close relationship between a father and a young child. But that word Abba that's used to describe God, again, it doesn't really translate that well, but the particular congregation I mentioned. And as I think about it more and more, it's been several years, I said, I believe it was 20 minutes that they just focused on calling God Daddy for 20 minutes. I think they actually focused the whole Bible class. For 45 minutes, they focused on that. And there was no real application. It's just like, oh, we can call God Daddy now. Our Daddy who art in heaven. Oh, for 45 minutes. There's nothing but craziness like that. It's a distraction. It's not really teaching. All it is is, once again, just entertaining or distracting the crowd. We need men, we need teachers who are faithful and able. Look over in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. When it comes to teaching the adult class, we really need men who are faithful and able. Chapter 2, verse 2 of 2 Timothy says, the things, this is Paul writing to Timothy, he says, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, instruct also or entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. We need teachers who are faithful and able. That's very important. And what I mean by that is, what it means by that is those who are going to actually teach God's will. That's the kind of teachers we need. We need teaching teachers, not entertaining teachers, not distracting teachers. We need teaching teachers. Also, we need working members. That's the final point I have for you this afternoon, is the church needs working members. Turn over there to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. We can see very clearly that congregations of the Lord's church needs its members to be working. And I'm not going to say I know the hearts of everyone here. I'm just saying I've seen this in some congregations over several years. I don't know the hearts of everyone here, but I just want to make this point very clear. the Lord needs more out of his people than pew warmers every Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and gospel meeting. The Lord needs more than that. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, he needs working members. Look over there, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Philippians 2, verse 12, talks about, it says, working out your salvation with fear and trembling. One of the ways in which we need to be working as Christians in our daily lives is through personal evangelism. 1 Timothy 4, verse 16. Some people say, well, that's just the preacher's job. No, that needs to be all of our jobs. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. 1 Timothy 4, verse 16 says, pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. And you see it again, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, that connects with it very well again, needing teachers who are faithful, able, and we need to be, once again, that those people who are willing to go out, preach the gospel as well, and evangelize, seek the lost. That's what God expects from us. The key to church growth, whether spiritual or physical in number, though the physical in number never doesn't always happen, but the key to church growth is working members. That's very important for each and every one of us to take to heart. And so if you're here this afternoon, would you be willing to fulfill these roles? You may not be qualified to be an elder or deacon, okay? What about a working member? What about a teaching teacher? Maybe you're an elder, or you would like to be an elder, and you are qualified to be an elder. Would you be willing to take that role? Same thing with a deacon. Would you be willing to take that role? I will tell you this right now, being an elder, being a deacon, and even being a preacher, these are 24/7 jobs. That's something that we all need to understand. If you don't want the 24/7 job of being one of these, then you don't need to be one of these. Everyone has to understand this. These are 24/7 jobs. Even being a working member is that too. You don't just stop being a Christian at 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. or whatever. Whatever time you go to bed to whatever time you get up in the morning. You don't just stop at those times. All of these things are 24/7 jobs. Will you meet these needs? This is what this is what the church needs. Every congregation of the Lord's church needs these things. Will you fulfill those needs or one of these needs? That's my final word for this evening. Perhaps you're here and you followed through the Lord's plan of salvation, but maybe somewhere along the line you failed. Maybe you've fallen away, and because you've fallen away, you haven't been able to fulfill any of these needs. Why not return to God? You can do so this evening by repenting of your sins, confessing your sins, and pray to God for forgiveness on your behalf. Maybe you've been fulfilling what you've been needing to fulfill, and maybe you haven't fallen away because you were never a Christian in the first place. Perhaps you've never decided to be saved from your sins. Perhaps you've never obeyed the gospel. You can do so this afternoon as well by coming forward, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, John 3, verse 16, repenting of your sins, as it states in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, when Peter told those crowds on the day of Pentecost to repent. You can see it in Acts 17, verses 30 through 31 as well, when Paul told the Athenians to repent. But also you have to confess Jesus as Lord, Romans 10, 9 and 10. It says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth one confesses unto salvation. And you also have to be baptized. 1 Peter 3, verse 21 says it, Mark 16, verse 16 says it. Even Acts 2, verse 38 says it. You can even see it in Acts 22, verse 16, when Paul was told, by Ananias, he was told, "Why do you delay? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." If you're here this afternoon and need to either obey the gospel or return to God, why not do so right now as we stand and sing?